More than 4 months after presidential elections in Haiti, the country finally appears to have a new leader. Michel Martelly won 68% of the vote in a March 20th runoff, according to preliminary results released last night. Martelly has never held political office, and just a year ago, the pop musician's campaign was considered by many Haitians to be a long shot at best, if not simply a publicity stunt or a joke. Now Martelly is poised to lead a nation still struggling to recover from the 2010 earthquake. And NPR's Jason Beaubien has this profile.
It won't be so hard for Michel Martelly to get used to being called president. As one of Haiti's most popular musicians, president has been one of Martelly's nicknames for years. Martelly's stage persona, Sweet Mickey, had a reputation as the party boy of the Haitian music scene. The bald singer would perform in women's clothing. Sometimes he'd take to the stage in a diaper. At a campaign rally, Martelly, dressed in a formal business suit, explained that Sweet Mickey, the entertainer, and Michel Martelly have always been two very different people.
Sweet Mickey was the drunk man on stage, crazy, but Michel Martelly went back home with the money. He took care of his family. He sent his kids to college. And he's very satisfied with his life.
He, however, wasn't satisfied with the election in November. While the polls were still open, Martelly and 11 other presidential candidates held a press conference to declare the voting a fraud. They said they wouldn't participate in the process. Later, Martelly backed away from this stance when it became clear that he was one of the top vote-getters. Then, when election results were released in December, stating that Martelly had been eliminated from the race, his followers rioted in the streets and shut down the Haitian capital for days. Richard Widmeyer, the head of Radio Metropole in Port-au-Prince, said that even a few months earlier, Martelly hadn't been viewed as a significant candidate in the race.
The Martelly phenomenon is quite interesting.
Widmeyer says Martelly rapidly managed to tap into Haitians' deep frustration with the slow pace of the recovery from the January 2010 earthquake. And Martelly also repeatedly stressed that things were better in Haiti 20 years ago. By this, Widmeyer says Martelly is harking back to the era of the dictatorship of Jean-Claude Baby Doc Duvalier.
He never used the word or name of Duvalier, but always refers to the past, saying 20 years ago, our country was not like that. Now I want to send my son to the movie. I have to send him probably to the Dominican Republic or to Miami, because we don't have a cinema here in Haiti. So using these words, talking in this manner, I think the people can hear him, and that's why he became so popular.
At his campaign rallies, which often resembled rock concerts, the novice politician promised free education and to revitalize Haiti's stagnant economy. Haiti, however, has proved throughout history to be a tricky country to govern. There's a long list of former Haitian rulers who've been overthrown, assassinated, died mysteriously in office, or forced into exile. And Martelly will take over the country at a particularly difficult time. Much of the capital was destroyed in last year's earthquake. The cholera epidemic continues, and Haiti remains the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. In his coming term as president, Martelly may even look back nostalgically to his former career as a singer. Jason Beaubien, NPR News.
This is NPR.